Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, let's take a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. A scan across the livestock market shows some big, big prices on the cattle front. At Dingwall on Wednesday, the average for bullocks stood at 239 pence, reaching 285 pence a kilo for a pair of 378 kilo limmies from Kenneke. Heifers were a strong trade too, with 223 pence average and 291 tops. Now this trade for stores is pretty amazing considering current Finnish cattle prices and shows a continuing confidence in the future of beef farming. The comment from the auctioneers says it all. All classes continued to sell at extreme rates. However, the big prices are putting cash flows under pressure on some farms, and you certainly need your bank manager to share your confidence if you're out buying stores at the moment for finishing later on. Turning to wheat now, and the market seems to be in a quiet mode after the severe ups and downs just lately. Futures stand at £167 for the end of March and £168.50 for July delivery. Sadly though, that's not the case with fuel. Red diesel at 73 pence or more is now common, and you don't need me to tell you that white DERV is as high as it's ever been at the pumps. Also on the way up are cases of the Schmallenberg virus, with 145 farms now affected by the disease, which causes stillborns and deformities in calves and lambs. It's now spread away from the coastal strip of counties in the south of England and popped up as far north as Leicestershire and Lincolnshire. But should we be concerned in Scotland? A question I put to John Scott from Fern Farm at the weekend.
There is no doubt that that is a worry for us. I don't think it'll affect us, speaking to our local vet, this year, but I think it's certainly a worry for next year's lamb crop. A real worry, because some guys have lost 60% of their lamb crop down there, and that's a huge hit to take. For example, if you're producing 1,000 lambs a year and 600 of them are gone at £100, or if they're early lambs, which these guys have got, are £80 even, that's a big hit to take and hard to sustain.
And it's not just sheep, is it? Cattle are now being affected as well.
A lot of ewes lambing so far, but now that a lot of cows are starting to calve, they're finding problems there too.
Of course, you've got a longer gestation in the cow, haven't you?
A lot of the cattle down there are probably calving April onwards, so there's a bit more in this story to run yet, and they don't have a vaccine at present. So, a big worry, yeah.
So there we go, a worrying time for those lambing sheep south of the border at the moment. And we'll be tracking the spread of that virus right here on MFR Farming as the season goes on. But for me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.